Fanim mutarim, but the grapes, they still remain mutar. Because the grapes and the big one, nogeya to the big one itself, there's a mechitza between the chotzer gedola and the chotzer ktana. Just what you do in the small chotzer, that gets schlepped into the big one. So if you plant zeroyim in the small chotzer, it's as if you planted in the middle of the big one. And therefore you planted in the middle of the gefanim, in the middle of the grapes. So there's an issa client kerem here, and the vegetables become osur. The Rashi says, the Chiddush, let's see Rashi, the osul is reyes ktana. The command to have a ktana kula b'teich gedol adami. Rashi learns as if we schlep the whole small chotzer into the big one. And Rashi says the chiddush now v'yafilu marcha karbamis minigafanim. Even though you really planted 4 amas away from the grapes, that really that would have been mutter. If you would have planted all in the big chotzer and would have moved away dal damis, it would have been mutter. But now that you're planted in the small chotzer, we look as if the whole small chotzer gets thrown into the big chotzer, and as if you're planted now klai kerem. That's the chiddush, that the small one gets schlepped into the big one. What about parketz, like the Gemara number base? What about kifana biktana? Let's say in the smaller chotzer you were first planting grapes. Now, pshit is mutter to plant grapes, there's nothing else near it, you're allowed to plant the grapes there. Yizdalocha mutter is royas gedela. Now, if you want to plant zeroyim vegetables in the big one, it's mutter. Because what you're doing by the big one itself, there's mechitzis between the big one and the small one. So what's doing the big one itself is mutter. The small one can't answer on the big one. It could only answer itself. But here, at first, you planted the gefanim in the small one. You planted the grapes. At that time, it was mutter to plant it because there was no zeroyim in the big one. So later, when you plant the zeroyim in the big one, it's mutter. Because of monoshach. In the big chotzer itself, there's mechitzis between it and the small one. So the small one does not surround the big one. Let's say now, after you plant this zeroyim in the big one, let's look as if the grapes get schlepped into the big one. So that Rashi speaks out, no, since Peshas you planted the grapes in the small one, it was mutter to plant it, because at that time there was no zeroyim in the big one, so therefore it remains mutter. So therefore both are mutter. That's one case. So the Gemara, another case is, what about Isha B'gedolah? Let's say you want to give your wife a get, and you have your wife in the bigger chotzer. And true, both chatzerim belong to your wife. There's a loch in the Gemara Gin, that the loch in Nikra Din, you're supposed to give a get benosim v'yodo. You have to put it into a hand. Hu Adin v'darshan, that a chotzer is also considered like her hand. If you put the get into a chotzer, she's megareshes. But the Din is providing she's standing in the chotzer. She also has to be in that chotzer. Then we'd say her chotzer is also considered a hand. Now let's say here, Isha b'gedolo, the Isha standing in the bigger chotzer, the get piktana, the Baal threw the get into the smaller chotzer. Now the shaler, both these chotzerim belong to the Isha, but the shaler is it considered that the Isha is in the chotzer where the get is? As we say, the locher is misgereshes. Yes, she's misgereshes. Like we say, we schlep, the Ikka here is the Isha, so we schlep the smaller chotzer into the big one. As if to say now the get is in the bigger chotzer where the Isha is, therefore she's miscareshes. The gereshin is chal. What about fakeret? Isha biktana. The Isha, she's the Ikka one, the get has to come to her, she's in the smaller chotzer. The get begdoila, and the Baal threw the get into the bigger chotzer. Now, do we consider the Isha in the bigger chotzer or not? No. The din is ain't a miscareshes. She's not miscareshes. Because the Ikka here is the Isha. Now, where is the Isha? She's in the small one. The get is in the big one. We don't have a right to schlep the big chotzer into the small chotzer. That we don't say. So we can't schlep the get from the bigger chotzer into the small chotzer. We can only do faket, schlep the small one into the big one. But here, where the Isha is the Ikka, she has to get the get. We can't take the Ikka to the Tofel. So the Isha, she remains in the small one. Now the get is in the big one. We can't schlep the big chotzer into the small chotzer. Therefore, she's not megareshes. It's as if we look, the Isha remains in the small chotzer, and the get remains in the big chotzer. So she's not megareshes, even though both belong to her. But the din is only megareshes if the Isha is in the chotzer also. Here, she's not in the big chotzer, so the get is not chal. Another nafkamin would be tzibur b'gdoila. Let's say you have a tzibur that wants a daven is in the bigger chotzer. Or shliach tzibur b'ktana. And you have the shliach tzibur, he's davening in the smaller chotzer. He's the alocha yoitzin yadei chavosin. The yoitzin yadei chayiv. Why? Because the ikah here is the rabbim. The rabbim is in the big chotzer. Now where is the shliach tzibur? He's in the small chotzer. So we take the small chatzur and schlep it into the big one. Since the ikar is in the big, we could take the small one and schlep it into the big one. So therefore, the yotzin is echevosin. What about fakert? Tzibah biktana. The tzibah, the 10 people that are davening now, they're in the smaller chatzur. So the ikar here now is in the smaller chatzur. Ushliach tzibah begdeila. And the shliach tzibah is davening in the bigger chatzur. Yidalocha ein yotzin is echevosin. They're not yotzin echeva. Why? Because the shliach tzibah, he remains in the big one. We don't schlep the big one into the small one. Now, let's schlep the 10 people into the big one. That, no. Since the ikar here is the tzibur, and the tzibur is in the small one, we can't schlep the ikar into the tofel. So here, since the ikar is in the small one, now the shliach tzibur that's in the big one stays there, therefore they're not yotzi dechavosim. He's not in the same room that they are. Another locher is, let's say, tisha b'gdeila. You have 9 people down the to a minion, you have 9 people in the bigger chotzer. The yochid biktan, and the 10th person is in the small chotzer. He is alochim, it's tarfin, everything is good. Since the ikka, the 9, is in the big one, 1 is in the small, so we could schlep the small one into the big one. So we look as if the 10th person, this 10th person is in the big chotzer with the other 9, so we have a minion now. What about fakert? Tisha biktana. Let's say we have 9 people in the small chotzer. So the ikar is in the small chotzer. V'yechad b'gdeila. And you have 1 person in the gdeila. Is alocha ein mitzarfen. They're not mitzarfen together. Why? Again, because since the ikar is in the smaller one, you have 9 in the small. Now 1 person in the big one. So he remains in the big one. We can't schlep the big chotzer into the small chotzer. So therefore you don't have a minion together. You're not yoytzi deichavosin. You can't daven. It's not called davening b'minion. Another locha. What about tsoya b'gdeila? You have the shmutz, the tsoya s'odom, in the chotzer g'dayla. And you're not allowed to say kriya shma daven in front of tsoya. Is the locha also likras kriya shma b'ktana? Even in the smaller chotzer, you're also not allowed to daven kriya shma. Why? Because the thing that's answering here, like the ikar is the tsoya. That's in the big one. So now if you want to say kriya shma in the small one, it's also also, because we say the small one is schlept, is being brought into the big chotzer. Because the ikar didn't answering is the tzoya, that's in the ikar. So anytime the ikar is in the gadol, we take along the small one into the big one. So if you want to say krishma in the small chotzer, that's also also. It's considered you're saying krishma in front of the tzoya. What about fakir? Tzoya b'ktana. You have the shmutz is in the chotzer katana. And you're in the big chotzer now, muta likras krishma. You are allowed to say krishma b'gdeila. And the reason is because the big chotzer never gets schlepped into the small chotzer. So here the ikar of the tzoya is in the small one. It remains in the small one. We can't schlep the big one into the small one. You never schlep the bigger chotzer into the small chotzer. Therefore, in the big chotzer, you are allowed to say krishma. Good, that's the locho that we say now a smaller chotzer gets schlepped into the bigger chotzer. And not the opposite way. So the Gemara, oh, maluhu abaya, so abaya has a kashra on him now. Omulu Abaya, Abaya says back to these people that were sitting here. At the beginning of the Mice, it was Yosef, Rabba of Reb Zeruv, Rabba Bar, Rav Chonin, Yosef Abaya Gabayu. So Abaya now is asking back to Rabba and Reb Zeruv, Reb Zeruv. Rabba, Reb Zeruv, Rabba Bar, Rav Chonin. Abaya is asking them. So the Mara Omulu Abaya, Imkain, according to Yosef now, Mitzino Mechitza Lisser. We're coming out because it is a chotzer ktana and a chotzer gedola, one's next to the other. Because this chotzer gedola has the fourth mechitza, it has its own mechitza, it's coming to shaf yisurim, which is a chiddush. We never say a mechitza makes yisurim, or a mechitza only makes kulis. So the kasha was imkein motzino mechitza leser. What's the case? Shilmalei ein mechitza. If there wouldn't be for this mechitza of the chotzer gedola, now the locher is you planted grapes. So the locher is, whenever you want to plant zeroyim next to it, you want to plant vegetables next to it, the din is marchik daldamis v'zoreya. All you should have to do is just move away daldamis. When you move away daldamis from the gifanim, from the grapes, you're allowed to plant zeroyim. Vilo hashta, but now that there's a chotzer gedola next to a chotzer ktana, asura. Like Rashi said before, since you have the grapes planted first in the big one, now any place you plant in the small chotzer, Zeroyim, even though you're away Daldamis, there's a swear in the Mishnah that the small chotzer gets schlepped, thrown into the big chotzer. So any place in the small chotzer you plant your Zeroyim, it's going to be awesome. because those Zeroyim we look now as if it's thrown into the middle of the Big Chotzer, and in the Big Chotzer you have grapes growing there, so it looks like you planted now Klai Kerem, which is also. Now why do you say this Svara? Only because there's a Chotzer Gedolah next to a Chotzer Ktana. So because of the mechitzas of the chotzer, you come into say a tremendous chiddush that there should be an issa klai kerem here, and that's not known as bias kasha, not the stavra. How could you have mechitzas to make chumris? Like Rashi says, shilmolei ein mechitza ilav hanuch gifufin. If not for the extra mechitzas of the chotzer gedola, shoyd for gedola, the fact that the bigger chotzer is wider than the small one. If not for the extra width of the gedolim, heavy hagedolah vektana shavus, then I would say the big one and small one is shavah, like the picture here in Rashi. If not for the top part and the bottom part, just the middle part itself would be shavah, would look like one big chotzer. And if it's one big chotzer, I tell you, machik dal damas. All you have to do is just move away dal damas. Now that you have the whole big chutz with the top part and the bottom part also, the top and bottom part, shadinin lakula kitana vasigdela. We throw the whole small chutz as if it's in the big chutz. Or mitzvah sakula. And the whole, any place you plant in the small chutz, even though it's more than dal damas away, it becomes awesome. As a chur, this is mitzinu mechitza shay seris. You're telling now because of these extra mechitza, something becomes awesome. And that was Abayis Kash, it's not Mistavra, something could become awesome because of Mechitzas. The Rashi says, Vilu Hishves Gifufem, Shebona Mechitzas Batech Agdela, Mikana Mekana, Chik Tzurenu Kemida Saktana, Silla Das Gifufem. If you'd make this picture in Rashi just the middle Mechitza, everything would have been Mutter. But now, because of the top and bottom part, it becomes awesome. And for the Gemara, this is what the Gemara says now, Magdal Uzweyeh, and the Gemara, Omalei Rabzeir Labaya, V'loi Metzino Mechitza Liyisla, what's your big kash? You never found any place that because of a Mechitza Yav Yisurim? I'll bring you Raya, there are other cases also, that because of a Mechitza Chavs Yisurim. So don't ask the kash over here. For your Tanan, we learned like this. Chotze G'doylo Shenifritzo L'Ktano. If you have a big Chotzer opened up completely to the small Chotzer, is G'doylo Muteris Al Mishnah, in the big Chotzer you are allowed to carry, U'Ktano Asurim. In the small chutz, you're not allowed to carry. Mifnei shika pischa shagdolim. Because it's like the pesach, it's opening up to the gdolo. So again, to the bigger one, there is the mechitza there, they're mutter, but the smaller one has no mechitza in between them. Therefore, the bigger one asks on the small one. Now, v'ilu hishves gifufa. Gdolo nami yasura. If you would be mashrim, like in the picture of Rashi, if you would make just the middle chutzer, that you take away the top part and the bottom part of the gifufim, the extra width that the big chotzer has, and make it the same width as the small chotzer, that'll all be like this one in-between chotzer here. V'ilu hishves gifufeh, you take away the extra width the wider chotzer has, is so then the wider the big one and the small one will both be opened up completely one to the other. The din would be then that gedolah nami asurim. Even the bigger chotzer would be also to carry. They can't make an eruv chatzeris. Because then that chutzah was opened completely into the right chutzah, and Kozman, they didn't make an Aruvah Chatzeris together, it's also to carry out. So here you see, because of mechitzis, it becomes awesome. Without these extra mechitzis, if you wouldn't make the smaller the bigger chutzah the same size as the small one, if you leave the bigger chutzah bigger, the bigger chutzah has mechitzis as mutter. But now that you're making the bigger chutzah smaller, it becomes awesome. Omalaya, by answer back, here there's no raya. Hosam silik mechitzisu. Here the pshat is, you're taking this big chotzer and you're cutting it in half. You're taking away its mechitza. So pshita, if you make the big chotzer the same width as the small chotzer, so pshita, now the two chotzerim open up one to the other equally. There's no mechitza in between them. Therefore, one asks on the other one. But here we're talking about now, our kasha, my Abayas kasha is here. When you have the big chotzer and the small chotzer, you're telling me a tremendous chiddush. That if you have grapes in the big chutzer, you're not allowed to plant zroyim at all anywhere in the small chutzer, even though it's away dal damas. Now, without any mechitzas here, it would have been mutter. Because of these mechitzas, it becomes usher, that's the bias kasha. We don't find anywhere that the mechitzas itself makes shavs and isser. That we don't find anywhere. And for the Gemara, Omar le rova labayit. So our rova wants to bring another raya to abayit, that your svar is wrong. For le mitzino mechitzal yitzur, is it true you never find a case that because of mechitzas we have isurim for itma. We learned like this. I'll bring you another case that mashma, because of the mashma mechitzas do make isurim. Where's another case? Itma learned by hilchas sukkah. Here the morning after tzadik gimel for itma sichuch agam biachsadra. If you make a sukkah on top of an achsadra, achsadra is like an open porch that has no mechitzas at all. Sheyesh lo psinim. But I tell you, at the end, an achsadra here now has two walls to it, two adjacent walls. And at the end of the two walls, there's a tefach sticking out each way for the doorpost, psinim. There's a lochik shera. The sukkah is kosher, because that's the loch. Kol zman you have a sukkah that has two walls and the third wall a tefach, the sukkah is kosher. Now, vilu hishve psimeho psulam. Why is it kosher? Because on both sides of these walls, there's a tefach sticking out. Now, let's say you want to have a tefach sticking out. Or fakert, you make new walls right inside the tefach that comes out. You only have two adjacent walls. That's all. Or bitzula, you won't be allowed to use this for a sukkah because now you only have two walls. So you see, because you stuck in another wall in between these two walls, you made the sukkah possible. Is omalei abaye? Abaye answered back like this: Eshtim's lididik shera. According to me, myself, in such a case, the sukkah is kosher. Like we'll soon see, because we say pitiku yergasaisim. Even though there's no walls here. But since on top there's a curve that goes straight across, there's a beam that goes straight across that's wide for Tvachim, we say Pitiku Yerg Vesaisim, that can make you Mechitzis. But according to you, that you don't say Pitiku here, I'll call upon him here, there's no right to say that the Mechitzah makes a Chumra. Again, Silik Mechitzis here. Here the Svari is that at the beginning the Sukkah was kosher because she had two walls and a third wall. You had the extra Tefach sticking out both ways. But now that you put another wall in between these two walls and take away the width of the tefach, so pshit it's awesome. Not because the mechitzas make a chumra, just because inside these mechitzas now, you only have two walls, nothing more. You had took away the third wall. That's why it's possible. Said Rashi, Sichech agam b'yach sadra sheyesh lo psimin. Min shtey depana, she had two walls. Sheyesh lo kilchosi, you have two kosher walls here, or the length. V'yasuya kemovi, it's made like an alleyway. Over the fifth stitches on the third wall, or revius in the fourth wall, kavuyin amudin lekani azodis. You have a v'yesh lem tefach. You have a tefach sticking out on both sides. So right now, ksheva ditnan, because the morning sukkah says shtayim kilchosin, or shlishes afilu tefach. The third wall could even be a tefach and also be kosher. Now v'ilu hishves petzimeo, so Rashi shabono beis mechitzas b'teichon. In between these outer two walls, you build another two walls. Eitzel mechitzas harishayin is near the first walls. V'nimtzu p'tzimeh oimdim bein shtei mechitzas. Now the extra tefach that was sticking out from each side of the walls, now it's not there anymore because you made a new mechitza in between these two, and now the space in between these middle two mechitzas, there's no tefach sticking out. Ubein shtei mechitzas mikan v'tarech ha'chsadra ain't a mirror. Now you don't see any tefach in between. Therefore, the din is psula. Kiv the ain lo ella beis mechitzas. You only have now two walls, and two walls is possible for sukkah. So by answer back from here, there's no raya. Eshtin Zabaya says libi di according to my shita ksherim. The chal of sukkah is kosher the way it is now. The plig yelach bo milsla come over pirkin. The afilu ain lo shum mechitzah. Even though there's no mechitzah at all, still amrina pitiku yard v'soisim. The stam achsadra regular porch techuvim koyres lamala miomud yomud. From one pillow to another pillow that's holding up the porch, you have a curve, a nice wide beam that goes from one pole to another pole. Shaleim noistim esatikra. On top of these beams, you put the whole roof. V'hanich kuris. Now these kuris, these beams, yesh lem peh. They have a point to it. Ainu chuda. Shein nagula, not round. Elam rubat, they're squared. Therefore, I say pitikra on all four sides. Therefore, the sukkah is kosher. Aba ludidach. Narmi di armi psula, but even according to you, they say it's possible. Ain kan mechitza lisser. Here there's no yisoid that because of the mechitza yisoid in isser. To ocha hain a time, you know why here the sukkah is possible. She silik mekan esepsimin. Because you took away these two extra tefach that you had by making the inner two walls like in the space of the tefach. Vyes mechitza serishinas are they mechitza salolu. You took away the first mechitza by making the second mechitza inside. And now all you have is just these two middle mechitzas, and pshita, there's no third wall there. That's why it's possible. But there's no raya here that making a mechitza could shafi surim. So therefore, Abaye still has Abaye's kasha. Where do you find a case that because of mechitzas, you shafi surim? All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that tzadik gimel. Again, we're in the middle of shaila that Abaye asked him, how is it shaykh to say that because of a mechitza you can make a chumrah? Like we were saying before, the din of our Mishnah was that if you have a chotzer ketana that opens up completely to a chotzer gedola, that the Mishnah says the chotzer ketana is called the pischo shel chotzer gedola. And the Gemara said that means to say that we take like the whole small chotzer and throw it into the big chotzer. That's not gemina if you're planting grapes in the big chotzer, so we say you're not allowed to plant at all in the small chotzer anywhere, zeroyim, vegetables. Even though you're away dal damis from the grapes, because we say we take this small chotzer and like throw it into the big chotzer. So because of the mechitzas, we go to chumra. So by Yeske Shaila, where do we ever find the case that because of mechitzas, it makes the chumra de kalochem? So Gemara is now in the middle of finding different cases. Oh, we say again, we learned to read the top. The dinner